Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And you're ready, right? The number one secret to podcasting. We're going to talk about it in addition to a bonuses and really information to really help you launch your podcast with confidence. It's not necessarily bad that you have a podcast, but there are secrets, there are strategies, there are ways that you can really stand out. And when I noticed this today, in fact, I recognized, I was like, wow, it doesn't matter how often you're doing podcasts. It doesn't matter what you're speaking about. What does matter, the number one secret to podcasting is consistency. It's consistency. It doesn't matter your equipment. It doesn't matter your microphone. It doesn't matter your location. If you're not consistent with your podcast, no one is going to listen to you. In fact, when people come encounter with you, they're not going to learn more about what you have to offer, what you do, and your business. As many times in life, there a lot of people struggle with consistency because we don't see the instant gratification that we're looking for right off top. Hold on, man. Hold on. Scoot over. We're laying over all in the way. I digress. A lot of people don't really understand the importance of consistency. It just made sense to me today, even though I'm doing a 90-day challenge for my fifth time to grow a podcast business. Well, in reality, I'm doing the challenge to grow a podcast business for the fifth time is to really build that consistency up. Many times in life, it's really just showing up day after day after day after day. You don't get paid if you don't show up. You don't make a difference if you don't show up. You don't make an impact if you stop showing up. It's really understanding that the number one secret to podcasting is showing up when you don't feel like it. It's recording and producing your podcast episodes when you don't even feel like you have nothing to say. It's really understanding that as you're showing up, you're really building your consistency up. People like to learn from people who are consistent. And I didn't recognize how important consistency was until today. And let me tell you, so I was going to the library today. And as I was going to the library today, I happened to look to my left. And when I looked to the left, I saw a name that was familiar. I was like, wait, hold on. I recognize the name because they agreed to do the podcast with me. Nonetheless, when I looked to my left, just imagine how long that name was been or the ad or the marketing was there. It's not the fact that you're not marketing enough. It's more so you're not marketing long enough so people can find you. When people start to find you, they start to be curious about who you are, what you do, and how you can go about helping them. Well, in reality, they really are being introduced to your world. And until you really show up on a daily basis, until you are consistent, until you are really like making an impact on a daily basis, no one's going to find you. There's a book called There's a Customer Born Every Minute. And he goes in depth in explaining that people come and encounter with you. People are going to come encounter with you 24/7. And it's when they come encounter with you, when they start to learn more about what you're doing, what you have to offer, how long you've been doing it, why you've been doing it, and so on and so forth. It's really just understanding, well, if no one's watching you today, what about a year from now? If nobody's watching you a year from now, what about 2 years from now? If no one's watching you 3 years from now, it doesn't matter, because eventually when people start to come into your world, They have 3 years of content to go and watch. They have 3 years of podcast episodes to go and listen to. They have 3 years of content to really connect with you. I just recognize the importance of consistency, because in order for you to market your business, you have to show up consistently. It doesn't matter what you're doing, how you go about doing it. What does matter is that you play a factor in showing up every single day. Showing up every single day is going to help you win opportunities that you can even imagine. I give you a prime example. I had this one person reach out to me via email, and it was asking to get on the podcast, and they shared with me who they are and how they found me. Nonetheless, as they was communicating with me, I'm like, where you find me at? Like, I'm trying to figure out where you finding me at, and I'm not understanding, like, where you finding me at? Where you finding the Phase Knowledge Podcast? And so as they are reaching out, as they are communicating, I started to really understand that they're not reaching out to me because of today. The people that's reaching out to me to get onto the podcast, or the people that I'm reaching out to get onto the podcast, or the people I have reached out to get onto the podcast, they're coming onto the podcast because of my first episode that I produced, or because of my 100th episode that I produced, or because of the next episode. It doesn't matter when you start. It matters how long you can keep starting. Because so many people stop when life started happening. So many people stop podcasting. So many people stop podcasting and to make a difference. So many people just stop. Because when life knocks you down, you don't find a way to get back up and record your next episode. Your next episode is the most important, because your last episode has already happened. People like to do business with people who they know, like, and trust. And here's a bonus to that. People like to do business with people who they know, like, and trust, and those who are consistent. The bonus is that you have to be consistent, because as you're consistent, people start to know, like, and trust you, because you're always showing up. You're always being presentable. You're always being present. One thing that stops a lot of podcasts, 90% of podcasters stop podcasting after episode number 3. Why? Because it's hard. Why? Because it's challenging. Why? Because it's overwhelming. You don't get to the next point in your life, in your journey of podcasting, if you don't focus on the next episode. I spoke at this conference. Shout out to my guy Ed, former Marine, Semper Fi, oorah, oorah. And when I spoke with him, he said that, well, when I did the presentation at the conference, I was talking about podcasting, how to turn failure into knowledge, how to really, like, when you fail, turn your failure into lessons and teach that. You see, when I was doing that, I was teaching based off my experience and everything that I've learned. In addition to that, it helped me really understand that I'm positioning myself different. I'm positioning myself different because now I understand that in order for you to create the impact that you're looking for, the impact that you're looking for only comes from your consistency. You can't make a difference. In fact, I can't make a difference if I'm not showing up every single day, if I'm not being out there every single day. It taught me that to make a difference, you have to give yourself time. To launch your podcast, it doesn't start with episode number 1. To launch your podcast, it doesn't start with episode number 2. To launch your podcast, it doesn't stop at episode number 3, because 90% of podcasters stop podcasting after episode number 3. In fact, when you focus on the next episode, which will be episode number 4, when you focus on the next episode, which will be episode number 5, when you focus on the next episode, will be episode number 6. You see, you can't skip the episodes. You can't skip the journey. You can't skip the growth, because until you really launch your podcast with confidence, the impact that you're looking to make has not been made. And hey, stop. What are you doing? Get out, dog. Give me this, man. You better go get in your cage. I digress. So, the challenges that a lot of new podcasters face is that you're not focused on the next episode. The number one secret to podcasting is focus on the next episode. It doesn't matter how many you have, but if you stop at episode number 3, if you stop at episode number 20, 10% of podcasters have more than 20 episodes. you can be in the statistics, you can be in the good stats or the bad stats, but you just have to focus on the next episode. Why does this matter? Because many times in life, we gonna get distracted. As I was really discovering more about what I was doing, how I was doing it, and how I can go about doing it, I was really learning about what I'm doing, how to go about doing it, and why it's beneficial. As I'm discovering that, I start to really understand the power of podcasting. People do business with people who they know, like, and trust. And a bonus to that, and the people who are consistent. You have to consistently show up. And when I started to really discover that, it gave me confidence to say, if I show up every single day, if I podcast every single day, if I just focus on the next episode, I will make the impact that I'm looking to make. But I can't make the impact if I'm not focused on the next episode, if I'm not focused on the next video, if I'm not focusing on the difference that my podcast can make. You have to be the difference maker first before you make a difference in other people's life. When you start to understand that, your podcast becomes a priority rather than a habit. My podcast is becoming a priority because it's part of my business. If I don't podcast, what am I talking about? What am I selling? Because if I'm talking about what I'm doing and I'm preaching what I'm practicing, then it's like you have proof of concept because I'm doing what I'm talking about. I'm not doing it because it's in a book. I went to the library the other day and it was a book called Everyone Has a Podcast Except You. I didn't even read the book, but that title was good because a lot of people have a podcast except you, because a lot of people get in their head. A lot of people don't know what they want to teach. A lot of people don't recognize that they have some type of expertise. You see, your expertise come from your experience. When your experience combines your expertise, now you have lessons to teach. You see, you didn't go through life for nothing. You didn't fail all them different failures that you experienced for nothing. No, you really prepared yourself to help the next person that you run encounter with, because that you're going to help them the way you needed to be helped. But when you helped yourself, check this out. Hold on. When you helped yourself launch your podcast, you're stepping out on fear. It's scary to hear yourself record. It's scary to hear yourself. It's scary to see yourself. And it's scary to show up for the next podcast, because you don't know the impact that you're going to have. And so you have to really focus on the next episode. There's a famous streamer, and his name is Osho Speed. In fact, he just won a Streamer of the Year awards. And what I started to recognize, I was like, wait, hold on. He wasn't always this famous. He wasn't always this known. And I started to think and watch different videos and watch different interviews and just listen to what he's saying and how he go about saying it, right? He proceeded to say, when I started to stream, I just kept streaming. Oh, so you're telling me as life is happening, you just have to keep doing it. I did a podcast with my guy named Bill. Yeah. And he's a recruiter. And he was telling me, he was explaining all the challenges that he experienced as a recruiter. And he said one of his mentors told him, he said, once you get into recruiting, you have to stay in recruiting, because you never know what you're going to learn. You never know what you're going to discover. You never know what you're going to experience. But if you go through a moment of hardship and it's hard and it's knocking you off your path and it's knocking you off your journey, you're not going through that for no reason. But if you keep going through that journey, if you keep going through that path, if you keep going through that discovery, launching your podcast with confidence will eventually help you teach others how to keep going when life knocked them down, how to keep going when they don't have the motivation, how to keep going when they not encouraged because they don't see the impact that they're making. There's a thing called instant gratification. When you launch a podcast, that instant gratification has to disappear because you're not instantly gratified. You're not instantly praised. You're not instantly noticed. But what does happen is that when you focus on your next episode, the last couple of episodes that was produced, recorded, edited, published, cut up, posted on social media, so many people can refer back to it because it's already done. You see, if I was to talk about my journey in real estate, it wouldn't be a long journey, because I did real estate for 18 months. And within that 18 months, I closed one deal. It wasn't a fact. I was a bad salesman. I just didn't really understand that you have to talk to a lot of people consistently. And then when I started working with my mentors, Mike Imbruglio and Steve Anderson, shout out to them, I started to work with them and they started to teach me more about the real estate space, how to speak to homeowners, how to speak to customers, how to ask questions, how to listen, how to like really have a sales call. But it was so hard for me because I'm like, this is something new to me. And so within a couple of months, I gave it up because I'm like, man, I ain't bringing y'all much value. I ain't even bringing that. And I don't like not bringing value when I know there's value to bring. However, I didn't give myself time enough. I didn't give myself enough time to really figure out how to be in real estate, how to talk to homeowners, how to understand the problem, how to solve the problem, how to present the solution, how to go over the issues that they're facing or what they have experienced. One thing that showing up does is that it forces you to learn the small details. You're not just talking to a microphone. You're not just doing that, okay? And I don't have my board right now. That don't even matter. You're not just talking to a camera. You're not just talking to a microphone. You're speaking to someone who's on the other side of this camera, other side of this phone, and they're listening to you. They're inspired by you. They're impacted by you. But your podcast makes a difference because people are listening to you. People are watching you. People are learning from you. When I started my podcast a half a decade ago, I knew I wanted to make a difference because I just like helping people to become the best version of themselves. Knowing that through podcasting, I can make a difference. Now I have to learn how to follow up with people. I have to learn how to communicate with people. I have to learn how to book people. I have to learn how to send thank you emails or communicate after the interview. It's not just about the podcast episode today. It's the podcast episodes that you do in the future. In fact, today builds the future. Today builds your success. Today builds what you're going to grow into. But here's the thing. You're not going to grow into it overnight. The number one secret to podcasting is consistency. You have to consistently show up even when life is knocking you down. You have to consistently show up even when you're not making no money from your podcast. You have to consistently show up. Because eventually those failures that you experience, they will eventually turn into knowledge because now you can help others with the struggle that you experience. That's when I understood that it's more than just a podcast. It's more than just a platform. It's more than just a place for me to come and rant. Well, I'm not just ranting. I'm helping somebody. Let me know in the chat. Put it in the chat. You're helping someone. You just don't know how you're helping them. I didn't know that I was helping people through my voice. I didn't know I was helping people through my podcast. I didn't know I was helping people through my platform. But when people start to say, I feel seen, when people start to say, I feel valued, when people start to say, thank you, I started to shift what I was thinking. Focusing on growing a podcast business, not just helping me learn more about the business, it's helping me learn how and how many emails I need to send out, how many social media videos I need to put out, what I need to focus my time and energy on, what I don't need to focus my time and energy on. And then eventually, when I start to really make the impact that I'm looking to make, then I will have like countless amount of people coming to me and say, you've helped me with this and that helped me do that. And I just appreciate you. But before all that comes, focusing on a podcast business is really helping me step into being a business owner. The number one secret to podcasting is consistency. And as you're consistent, you start to learn the small details. You start to learn like the details and the information that's not there, that's not in front of you. Because when you start to position yourself differently, your process, the way you thinking changes. Excuse me, your process evolves and you are growing, right? I give you a prime example today. I sent out two emails and one text message. And I'm like, oh, okay, now that I'm doing that, I have to document, I have to track, I have to put notes so I can refer back to it. But it's just really understanding that if I wasn't consistent with the podcast last half a decade, how do you know what to focus on? Even when people book, I booked somebody asked to be on the podcast today, and I sent them the discovery call was so that way we can formally introduce ourselves. And they booked it, and then I got the notification, and then I read the notification, and then I'm like, oh, there's a thing in business called systematize. Hold on. Now I gotta get my notebook out. Hold on. There's a thing in business called systemizing your process. And with this, right? Hold on, let me bring this down. All right, there we go. So cool. So with this, let me share this. Let me share my screen. Hold on. It's coming up. All right. So now I'm about to share it. All right. So in business, all right, there we go. For those of you that's listening, I'm writing stuff on my board, and I just explain what I'm writing so that way you can understand like what I'm writing as well. So if I take a pause, I'm just writing some stuff down. And I explain what I'm writing to those who are listening to the Phase Knowledge Podcast. By the way, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, because one thing that I've learned is that when you have a community around you that's looking to grow, develop, and be established, you have to get around the right community. And so make sure you hit that subscribe, make sure you hit that follow for more videos on how to launch your podcast with confidence. And so one thing that this is, forgive my drawing, because I'm not a good drawer. That don't look like a system. Hold on. That don't look like no system. Hold on. That don't look like no system. Now it look like a system. I don't know. Okay, I think this is the system. Yep, there we go. So right on the side of it, we're going to put system. And what is the system that I speak about? Well, first thing first, you have to be consistent. Consistent, I'm going to put bonus, okay? And with that, being consistent helps you build your confidence, helps you gain the knowledge, helps you gain the expertise, helps you gain the experience. Okay. So when you're consistent, you have, let's put in parentheses, you have experience. And after that, for the next thing that you need is that you have to have something to sell. And I was watching a podcast with Alex Hormozi, and he mentioned how a media company came to him and they was looking to like actually have a business. But then he was like, crazy question, he was like, what are you selling? And he was like, well, what if you have something to sell? Well, learning what to sell is the challenge, because how do you know what to sell? How do you know someone would actually buy that? Well, you don't until you recognize that you have something to sell. What do you have to sell? You have your expertise to sell. You have your knowledge to sell. You have your experience to sell. So many people are looking to do what you're doing, what you are currently doing, but you're not understanding what you're doing to make that impact. I didn't understand what I was doing for a long time. And in fact, for the half a decade, it just made sense this year. That's why I keep doing all these challenges, so I can really understand more about what I'm doing and how to go about doing it and why it's important. And so that way I can actually have something to offer. I can be positioned differently. I can really like structure myself in a way where I can help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And so the thing that I'm offering, the thing that I'm selling, the product that I'm focusing on is helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. By the way, if you are a leader who's struggling to launch your podcast with confidence, shoot me a message, shoot me an email, and we would love to help you launch your podcast with confidence from a proven method, by a proven strategy, and a proven process. You don't have to figure out everything by yourself, but if you're trying to figure out everything by yourself, shoot us an email, and we look forward to helping you launch your podcast with confidence. So the biggest thing that was so challenging is that now I have to learn how to sell. Now I have to learn the business side of it. It's not just about content creation. It's not just about recording videos, recording podcasts, and talking to other people. No, it's more than that. It's deeper than that. It's really like really putting yourself out there consistently, because when you do that, you start to communicate with people. You start to talk to people, and you start to like understand that you have something to offer. People are saying yes to you for a reason, and people want to work with you for a reason, and people notice something about you. And it's understanding that when you understand what you're selling, you start to position yourself differently. I just had a epiphany. I just had a thought come across my mind. I've been podcasting for half a decade. So this goes with it. This literally goes with it. Okay, I've been podcasting for half a decade. And when I communicate with people, I talk to people and I ask them like, hey, like, what do you do? They tell me what they do. And then I explain that I have a podcast called The Failures Knowledge Podcast. And it's about helping leaders turn setbacks into success. And I asked, I was like, would you be open to coming to the podcast? 99% of the time they say yeah. The 1% of the time that people say no is because of the time issue, or because I'm trying to sell something. I didn't know that I was trying to sell something. And so when I ask people to come on, it's like really, it positioned me differently. And for the people who come on, it's like they even think about having a podcast, or the importance behind having a podcast, or the realization of having a podcast. There's so much that goes into launching your podcast with confidence. But when people come onto your platform, they start to feel seen, they start to feel heard, they start to feel valued, because you give people a platform. I've been giving people a space to come and share their expertise, because I'm the one that's looking to gain the knowledge from them. I'm the one that's looking to learn from them. I'm the one that's looking to ask the questions. So to know what you're selling, you have to know what you are doing. You have to recognize what you are doing. Like if a chef was good at cooking and they was good at cooking and they didn't know how to help others get good at cooking, it's because they don't recognize that what they're doing is a business, is a skill that people want to learn. And I tell my wife oftentimes that a lot of people don't know how to cook. But if you, since you know how to cook, you can help people know how to cook. And when I started to really understand that, first off, you can help. You know, a business could be anything. Like you can, like well, I ain't gonna say anything, because I only been trying to grow a podcast business for, you know, half a decade, or really a year or so. I digress. What I'm learning from reading different books, going to different events, going to different conferences, is that it's not the fact that the information is not good enough. It's just that the information that's in front of you, I didn't recognize this could be a business, because I do it so naturally. Like I do it so good. I do it without even second guessing. But the ones who are second guessing, the ones who don't know how to start, the ones who don't know how to podcast, those are the people who I'm looking to help. Because the first question that I often get was, what equipment do I need? What equipment do I need? I don't have a fancy studio. I don't have the fancy equipment. I don't have the fancy microphone. But how can I start? What's simple is something that can be sold. What's simple, what's easy to you, is something that can be packaged up as a business. And me going through like different programs, different events, different communities, just learning. I discovered the importance of having something to sell. Because if you have one thing that you're selling and you focus on selling that thing on a consistent basis, and people start to really connect with what you're selling, you start to be positioned differently in people's minds. And when you start to be positioned different in people's minds, you start to be remembered as something. Okay. Okay, hold on. The thing that you're selling is the thing that you are known for. I give you another prime example. Hold on. We talking about this system right now. The number one secret to having a successful podcast is consistency. And now we're just going through the steps of consistency and why it's important. So next thing. So hold on. So you have to have some. First, you need consistency. The next thing you need is something to sell. The third thing right here. Now we get into the business language right now. The third thing. Hold on. For those of you that's listening, make sure you hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe, because we are actually talking about how to launch your podcast with confidence and be sure that someone will start to listen. Okay, so the next thing you need, is a follow-up process. Now, following up is something that's really challenging for me, because it's like, well, I'm only one person for now. But what if in the future I have a team around me where following different people, having different podcast episodes and communicating like that? Following up in sales or in business or in the podcast business is so important because people are busy. Okay. Check this out. People are busy. And when they come to an agreement to doing a podcast episode or trying to learn how to launch their podcast or trying to like work with you and have a strategy call with you, people are busy and people are going to forget about what they have to do. So when I start to really put reminders, emails, text messages into place, I start to really follow up with the people who I was already communicating with. You see, one form of communication is not going to help. That goes back to the consistency part. You see, the number one step to having a successful podcast is consistency. Now everything else is really understanding the process behind building your podcast. You see, when you follow up, when people agree to doing your podcast, I've been on tons of different podcasts where it's hard for, where I'm like, well, don't I got a podcast coming up or something like that? Am I even on one anymore? Like, I don't get no notification. Here's the thing. I didn't get a notification because a lot of people don't even know the importance of following up. A lot of people don't even know the importance of reminders. A lot of people don't even recognize, like, you have to remind people on a daily basis that you, well, I ain't going to say daily basis. Daily basis is kind of extreme. However, a couple days before the event, if the event that you are focusing on, if the podcast that's coming up, no one shows up, then that's poor reminders. Like, you didn't remind anybody. I did 3 webinars so far. And my biggest thing that I was focused on, a webinar is an online training where people can learn how to launch their podcast with confidence. The biggest thing that I was focused on was getting people to the training. I can hold the training, but if no one's there to watch the training, I'm not teaching nobody. But when I get people to the training, in fact, I had 4 people come to the training and they got to learn how to launch a podcast with confidence. I got people to the podcast training. My goal was to get people to the podcast training. And you do that. And hold on, let me come back and share my screen. Okay. The follow-up process consists of emails, consists of text messages, consists of calendar invites, consists of confirmation email. Right, that was supposed to go first. Confirmation. Emails/text messages. And thank you messages. Hold on. And thank you messages. Yeah, I think that's a lot right now. That's a lot. But the follow-up process has to be a constant communication with the people who's coming to your podcast, or with the people who's buying your podcast, or with the people who's coming to your event. In the future, I'm going to be doing podcast events to help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. Slight blow. And nonetheless, it's really building a community full of podcasters and helping every podcaster at every stage of their journey. But to do that, people have to show up. So my fifth attempt of trying to grow a podcast business, my previous four attempts, I was trying to understand like how to go about doing it. What language do I need to have? How long does the messages need to be? What do they need to say? How can I be in compliance with the text message and email as you're communicating with people? How can I do all these smaller details and really be focused on it? To have a podcast business, or to grow a podcast business, reminders, communications, confirmation, notifications has to be sent out. Because one, it reminds your customer or person who's come onto your podcast. And two, it reminds you. There's been countless amount of times when I was about to do something and I forgot to do it. Then when I check my calendar and or get notifications, I'm like, oh, I got this thing coming up. Oh, I remembered. To have a podcast business, you have to communicate a lot. And to follow up, you have to communicate a lot. I learned this from a billionaire. He said, assume nobody saw anything. When you share that, you have to really be okay with just sending and communicating with your customers or with your guests or with your clients or with your mentees, with your mentors. Something that's so powerful, yet often forgotten, a lot of people are not doing. I went to an event yesterday and I met like the manager, the head pastor, and so on and so forth. I didn't reach out to everybody like I was supposed to, but I know I need to. So why I didn't do that? That's the question I'm asking. Like, why didn't I do it? If I know I need to, why I'm not doing it? Because there's a process that I got to get out my head on and say, if I want to do business, if I want to have a podcast business and help leaders launch their podcast with confidence, I have to consistently do podcasting. I have to consistently show up and I have to consistently communicate with people. And at times, not going to lie, it can be overwhelming, because how do you know that communication is actually going to be the one that helps someone? Well, how do you know that communication is actually going to be the reminder that people need? Well, how do you know? Well, here's the secret. You don't. You don't know. Because you don't know what people are doing. And until you communicate with them consistently, then you don't have a business. So the last point that we just went over was the follow-up part. Okay, so far the system to have a podcast business is consistency. Hold on, let me share my screen. It's consistency. The next one is you have to have something to sell. The thing that we are selling is helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. Oh, by the way, if you're a leader who's looking to launch your podcast with confidence, go to the link in the description below and join the webinar training so you can launch your podcast with confidence and learn from someone who's actually launching their podcast or has launched their podcast with confidence on a consistent basis. Last thing we just went over was the follow-up process. You have to have emails, text messages, calendar invites, confirmation emails, text messages, and thank you messages. Lastly, to have the number one secret to having a successful podcast business is that you have to really be patient. That's the last thing we're going to go over. Last thing we're going to go over, number four, be patient. You have to be patient. If you're not patient, nothing's going to come from it. So to make this system work equals a puzzle. A system is a puzzle. And I remember when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, my hometown. Shout out to Little Rock, Arkansas. You know what I mean? And when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, I had saw like somebody posted like a puzzle piece on their story. And I had asked, I was like, well, you know, is that fun to do that? Like, was it encouraging? And they was like, yeah, it was good. It was fun. Like, they did it with, it was a couple who did it. And they did it together. at the time I was single, I wasn't with my wife, and I think I was single. I think we was talking in the talking phase. I don't know. But I was staying by myself. And so when I saw the puzzle pieces, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know what? Let me go buy a puzzle. I didn't recognize that they have different sizes of puzzles. Like they have 100 pieces, they have 200 pieces, they have 50 pieces. You know, anybody that's starting something new would probably start low. Not me. I go get the one that has 1,000 pieces. And 1,000 pieces for this puzzle is very tiny. Like every piece of the puzzle is very tiny. And so one day my brother came over and he was like, bro, you got a puzzle? I was like, yeah. He was like, you want to do it? I was like, why not? So we sat there and dumped all the pieces out. And as we dumped all the pieces out, I'm like, this is a lot of pieces. This is crazy. And so he's on one side of the table, I'm on the other side, but I'm standing up because I need to see like what the picture looking like and what the pieces looking like, where they go. But here's the thing, when you have 1,000 pieces, it's hard to find one that matches until you get the colors together. Like you got to get the colors together. You got to get the colors close enough to get together. And then when they start combining, you start to see what it's building. And you just look at the box. You just look at the box and get a feeling for it. As we are doing the pieces, as we are putting the small pieces to the puzzle, the picture's coming out pretty good. And I just happened to look at it. I was like, just imagine the amount of pieces that it take to figure something out. As I continue to do my podcast business or a podcast challenge, trying to grow a podcast business, just imagine the amount of pieces that goes into having a podcast business. But see, you don't recognize the podcast business because I'm seeing other podcasters just having conversation. But what about the things that happen before the conversation? What about the things that happen after the conversation? What about the things that happen during the conversation? Oh, so you're telling me there's a process behind that? So you're telling me there's a system behind that? So you're telling me there are steps to follow consistently? It's not just about showing up for your podcast every single day, every single week, every single month. It's more so understanding what pieces go to what picture to help your podcast business become a business. But it's the pieces. It's finding the pieces that take time, and you have to be okay with discovering the pieces that you are going to learn about. And as you learn about that, you start to really position yourself differently. You start to learn what goes where, why it goes there, how is it helping you, why it's not helping you. You start to see the shift within your mind. In fact, I wrote my first book. It's called Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. And I went to the library today. I'm like, well, let me just look up when I type in my name, what comes up. And I saw my book on Barnes & Noble website. And I was like, oh, I forgot it was on there. But see, the pieces to the puzzle was already getting laid. The pieces to the puzzle was already getting put together. The pieces to the puzzle, I just have to stand up and look at it and say, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? What do I need to improve on? Change happens when you focus on today. And then for your future, because of today, your future is going to be set because you're learning how to improve. See, the number one secret for your podcast business is consistency, but it's also improvement. You have to be patient with yourself because you have to learn everything that doesn't go there. The pieces that don't, that needs to be removed, that needs to be replaced, that needs to be updated, that needs a change. When you have the pieces and you can look at the pieces to see where they go, you start to position yourself differently. And as you're positioning yourself differently, you start to understand what goals were. To have a podcast business, yes, you have to interview people. To have a podcast business, yes, you have to create content. To have a podcast business, yes, you have to reach out to people. To have a podcast business, you have to follow up with people. To have a podcast business, yes, you have to sell something to people. To have a podcast business, yes, you have to track what you're selling. To have a podcast business, yes, you have to document the process. Shout out to my documentary, Starting with the Dream documentary. Actually came for me launching my first podcast a half a decade ago. So if you haven't watched it, go to my YouTube at DFayer's Knowledge. Failure's Knowledge, and go watch Starting with a Dream documentary. There's so many pieces that we don't see. When we get into the business of podcasting, there's more that's going to be discovered. So I just want to recap everything I just went over. So the number one secret to having a successful podcast business is, number one, you have to be consistent. And you have to be consistent. Focus on the next episode, and the next episode will pay off from your last episode because you're building momentum. Excuse me. The next thing that went over is something to sell. For instance, we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And if you're a leader struggling to launch your podcast with confidence, read the description, click that link, join the podcast webinar training, and we look forward to really help you launch your podcast with confidence. The next thing we need is a follow-up process. Emails, text messages, calendar invites, confirmation emails, text messages, and thank you messages. You can't communicate with people, or people will not show up if you're not communicating with them. But to have everything into place means that you're putting the pieces together. And lastly, you have to be patient. A system is like a puzzle. If you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle, your puzzle will never become a full picture, because it's something that you're not really focusing on because all the pieces are not there. And newsflash, like, I didn't finish. We started like it wasn't even a third, it was like a tenth of it. So we didn't even find 100. We found like maybe something underneath 50. So I didn't finish that 1,000-piece puzzle. But what I did do is that I learned the importance of every piece to the puzzle. And for you to have every piece to the puzzle for your podcast business, you have to be okay with learning your process and learning and going through your journey. So that's why I wanted to share. The number one secret to having a successful podcast business is consistency. Then right underneath it, you need something to sell. You have to have a follow-up process, and you have to be patient. So let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on the number one secret to having a successful podcast. And I would love to engage with it, love to learn from it, and really learn from your perspective on if I'm delivering the information to where it's easy to understand. And make sure you hit that follow. Make sure you hit the subscribe. Until next time. Turn your setbacks into success and never be afraid of failure, because failure can become knowledge. I appreciate y'all.